We have one comer and customers coming.
Okay. August 15th, 2018. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First agenda item is the presentation of the minutes. We have the minutes from the August 1st regular meeting and the August 1st executive meeting, which we could take in one motion unless anyone objects. Any comments, questions, or motion?
I just have the one question, the one thing on the statute clarification. At the July 18th, 2018 meeting, you can say Ms. Kohler raised the question on the statute cited in resolution number 54-2018 because the next statement looks like I'm going back to the tax collector and people are going to wonder why is Bev going back to the tax collector. So let's clarify that.
Any other clarifications? Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of August 1st, 2018.
I'll second.
As modified?
As modified.
Yeah.
Second?
And I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item would be public comments limited to agenda items only. Is the motion open?
We'll make a motion to open this portion of public comment limited to agenda items only.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now open for public comment limited to agenda items only. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. First, next item of business under caption of ordinances. Our first ordinance would be ordinance 2018-05, which is a capital ordinance. And the way the bond council has written this for us tonight, we have a resolution number 60-2018, to introduce ordinance number 2018-05. The public hearing would be held on September 5th, 2018. The substance of the ordinance 2018-05 is a capital ordinance allocating $382,000 from the capital improvement fund of the township's budget. These items were budgeted earlier this year. The $382,000 is made up of $200,000 for road resurfacing, $80,000 for the chip and seal program, $45,000 for a pickup truck with a snowplow, $15,000 for a new trailer, $15,000 for a salt spreader, and $27,000 for self-contained breathing apparatus for the fire department. So would there be a motion to approve Resolution 60-2018 or any discussion on the resolution or the ordinance?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 60-2018, basically whatever.
Introducing
the capital ordinance of the Township of Lebanon for the appropriating the capital improvement fund.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item is an introduction of ordinance number 2018-06. This is a salary ordinance. Again, introduction tonight for public hearing to be held on September 5th. If there's any detailed questions, I defer to the clerk and the attorney, but in order to pay salaries, the township needs an ordinance, so the ordinance establishes salary ranges. The minimum salary range it's left from, and the top range is really what we have to move from time to time. This hasn't been done for most of these employees since 2014. The committee has discussed in executive session that our township clerk, our road supervisor, and then two others of our statutory employees, the tax collector and chief financial officer, the township would like to give the raises that have been offered in collective bargaining, which hasn't been settled yet, but we'd like to give the raise to those individuals. And in order to do that, at a subsequent meeting, we need a salary ordinance to raise the range. In addition, the police department, which is under a collective bargaining agreement, raising their salaries, we need to raise their salary ranges to keep in order. So if there's any discussion or motion to introduce ordinance 2018-06 for the public hearing to be held on September 5th.
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2018-06, salary ordinance, public hearing to be held September 5th, 2018.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item of business, there are no other resolutions on the agenda tonight. Under old business, we have what's labeled SLEO Class 3 NHVS Shared Services Agreement. To translate that, that is a special law enforcement officer, Class 3, which is set by the state as a category for the North Hunterdon-Voorhees School District Shared Service Agreement. Last night, the school board at their meeting approved the agreement that we have in front of us. This agreement provides that the township will hire two Class 3 special law enforcement officers by annual appointment. These would be dedicated to Voorhees High School. The cost of these employees will be fully reimbursed by the school district. Keep in mind that while it's fully reimbursed, the township is one of the six sending districts, so we are paying our fair share as a sending district, but it's being paid through the high school. And for each of the Class 3 officers, it's stipulated that the school will reimburse wages up to a limit of $55,000 per year. Any discussion or comments?
We probably talked about this before, but on terms of agreement, this agreement may be terminated by either party upon 30 days written notice.
Correct.
What then happens to the dedicated officer at that?
They would be given no additional hours. These are part-time appointments, hourly appointments.
Okay.
So
the understanding of the dedicated officer, when he goes there, the possibility of someone backs out of this deal, they don't have employment.
These are, by state statutes, these are retired officers employed on a temporary basis.
Okay.
They get paid for the hours that they're assigned to work. No fringe benefits. I say that carefully because they may be entitled to pro rata sick days, vacation days, although for a first year they wouldn't have that. But according to our township ordinance, there's a certain pro rata benefits that they may be entitled to, but no health care benefits, no pension, no other benefits.
Thank you.
There's no other discussion. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the shared services agreement for the Class 3 law enforcement officers for the Voorhees Regional High School District.
I'll second.
Authorize the mayor to sign the agreement.
Yeah, I didn't get
the mayor.
I didn't get the words out. Tom cut me off.
Sorry about that, Mark. I thought you were finished.
Spit it out.
But I got to hurry up and authorize the mayor to sign the agreement.
All right, I'll second that.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So, new business, unless anyone else has any old business.
I did, but I forgot what it was. Oh. So.
God, it's just not me.
Moving on to new business then. We have before us a letter from the Department of Agriculture, as we get it typically, indicating that there is evidence of gypsy moth defoliation in our township. They're offering no charge inspections to see what the amount of gypsy moth population might be, and then to potentially recommend spraying and other action afterward. To my reading, this does not obligate us to take any action. It only allows them to do the inspection at no cost.
Correct. They've done this pretty much every year, and we pretty much let them do it and get the report back, and depending on, I don't think we've done any actual spraying in quite a number of years because of it's quite invasive.
Yes, it's been a while, and it's very involved if we end up having to do it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, it's kind of ironic because a few years ago they said that we had an infestation,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was gone.
Yeah, the next year
and
it was
we didn't
gone.
Have them spray.
We didn't spray it.
Right. Correct. So.
Yeah.
So, would the committee like to vote to request the inspection or?
I make the motion to let them do the inspection so we can at least have an idea.
I'll second. Go ahead. Brian, second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next item of business is the release of escrow funds. This was related to a road opening permit. This means to dig up a road for Aqua, New Jersey. They put up a $800 escrow. They used $162.50 of it, and so the motion we're looking for would be to return the unused portion of $637.50 to Aqua, New Jersey.
I have a question. So the permit, they took the permit out, and quite frankly, when you take a permit out, and that's the remainder that's sitting
correct.
There.
Correct.
You know, you took it out, you didn't know, you lose it. You know, so that's why that's out. But it, from looking at it, Steve is went out there and inspected. Does that time he spent come out of that permit money, or are we
yes.
going to get a bill outside of what the permit? You know,
no. What had happened in that typically would be the case, but what happened here is they applied for it, they paid the $800. Steve did the engineering portion of it, but and then the company found out that they didn't need to go through the road.
Okay.
So the only charges we have is the administrative portion of Steve's work.
Okay.
So he won't have to go out and do any inspections. They kind of like tied it up, and now it's done.
Yeah, they marked the road all over the place, and they
yeah, but
now
they're not actually going to go into the road. They're going to go a different direction.
They went through the woods.
Right. Yeah. So
I saw where they went.
Now you're returning it to Bear Reese, not
no,
Aqua,
returning it to Aqua.
Oh, we are okay.
Yeah.
So they did it on their behalf, I guess.
Well, this is what was paid. The 162 is.
Oh, that's
Bear Reese's
okay.
fee out of the $800.
I see, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll make the motion to approve the return of the unused portion of $637.50 to Aqua for the road opening permit fee, from the road opening permit fee.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Anyone have any other new business? There's nothing else on the agenda.
No.
Seeing none, then we're on to presentation of vouchers.
One DPW, C&M Auto Parts, in the amount of $1,270.37, and that's all I have.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer, which is the general services render for the month of July, for $1,833.
I have for Cooperative Communications our July telephone bill of $1,045.29. I have the third quarter county tax, which we collect and pay through to them, $744,123.54. I have the third quarter library tax, which we pay through to the county, of $71,798.61. And the third quarter open space tax, which we pay through to the county, $68,289.50. New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan for active and retired employees, $38,058.61. That's all.
I have one for $963,947.83, which is the North 104 Voorhees Regional High School September 2018 school tax. And I have one for $1,687,000. $1,420 for a September 2018 school tax for Lebanon Township Board of Education. And that's it.
I have one for Cooper's Oil Company for repair to the DPW garage AC. It was $1,154.22. That's it.
Any discussion or motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is correspondence. I don't know, Bev, would you like to read out the rec committee, or do you want me to?
Oh, you can read that. That's okay. Yeah.
They're highlighting or letting us know that there are two upcoming events, the Fall Bird Walk on Thursday, September 27th, and the Full Moon Hike on Wednesday, October 24th.
Okay.
Duly noted. Next item would be public comment.
Make a motion to open the public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Something interesting, maybe more people will show up.
Seeing no public comments,
I'll make a motion to close.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, we will go into executive session for an update on the collective bargaining with the CWA. And I'm anticipating that there could be action taken at the end of that. This would be resolution. That's right, I didn't have it here. Resolution 61, 2018.
Yes.
Is there a motion for resolution 61, 2018?
I'll make the motion to go into executive session for resolution 2018-61.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, I hope you enjoyed the air conditioning.